Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Cody Grant alongside as the producer, a role that I held for a while on the Chuck and Wicket show.
Are you predicting my future?
Am I moving to Kansas City? No. No, I don't. No. So Mike Wicket moved to Kansas City, and then now it's the Chuck and Winkler show, and Cody Grant is our producer. We reference this a lot, and it actually came up from Adam was tweeting about it on Twitter, and so I was tweeting a little bit with Mike today, and it came up just organically on the show again, separate to that conversation, and we reference it so much that if you didn't hear how it started, I think it is important to go back to April 8th, 2016, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about the conversation where we made a bet, 5-1 odds, that Giannis would never win an MVP?
I don't remember even how we got into that conversation, but I know it was a three-way conversation, and I when you said, you threw that out there that he was going to win the MVP, I was like, I didn't think it was ever going to happen. I couldn't see a Milwaukee Bucks player. I didn't look at Giannis as an MVP caliber type player at the time. We're talking 3 years ago. So that's all I remember.
It's interesting to revisit this. It's about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, we can stop if you want to provide commentary during and explain yourself, or we can just listen and then.
Yeah, no, let's listen to the whole thing.
After the fact.
Yeah,
so
no, listen to the whole
thing. This is me. Chuck, and then Mike Wicket, former host of the show. And this is how we got into the bet about Giannis someday being an MVP.
Kenny on Twitter says, I'd rather have Giannis over Durant. You're an idiot. You'd rather have Giannis Antetokounmpo over Kevin Durant. That's not, you can't believe that, yes, and be an educated basketball,
yeah,
fan. Kevin Durant is 27.
Okay, if I could trade Giannis for Durant right now, I'd do it in a second.
Absolutely.
I would do it in a second.
You don't think at one point Giannis could reach the potential of Kevin Durant?
No.
I think Durant is a special.
What kind of jump shot have you seen out of Giannis, yes, Antetokounmpo? Look, because when, yep, Durant came in the league last year, mm-hmm, or when he was a rookie, I should say, what, 5-6 years ago? The dude could shoot already.
Yeah.
He was a shooter. He could score.
He was scoring 20
Giannis,
points.
What's Giannis, 21?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what Giannis is going to be.
I agree.
That's a radio cliche. They have scratched the surface of what Giannis can do.
I said a radio cliche.
I think Giannis is going to get better. You know, Giannis is going to get better in many parts and all that, but Kevin Durant is an established great player.
MVP.
No, I know. I wouldn't. Right now, there's no way I would make that trade. I mean, I'd rather have Durant than Giannis right now. But I don't think it's fair to laugh at the notion that one day Giannis could be at that level.
I don't think so.
Giannis said that Antetokounmpo will never average 30 a night. Never. He'll never average 30 a night.
He could be a triple-double guy.
I'm going to bank. Well, I think Giannis isn't the kind of guy, and I say this often, like with James Harden, I don't think you could win a championship with Giannis being your sole great player.
That I might disagree with.
I don't. You need to have a couple of good pieces around. I wonder if Durant
can Giannis be the best player on a championship team?
No,
I think so.
They're
different players, but I don't think
Kevin Durant is going to be one of the top 50 players of all time.
I think Giannis can be top 100.
We're talking top 50 here. We're talking about the great. Who knows? Top 100.
I don't think
Giannis Antetokounmpo will ever win an MVP.
I think he can, yeah. And I don't think it's laughable to think that.
No, I don't think so.
I do not believe that.
No, it's fine, but you guys were actually laughing at the fact that someone could think that.
Yeah,
that
I am still
laughing.
Well, Kevin Durant is...
The tweet was, I'd rather have Giannis over Durant. No. Dumb.
Right, and right now, no. But then you guys took it into Giannis will never be that great, and then you laughed, and that I disagree with.
He won't be that great. He won't be Kevin Durant.
I don't think it's a laughable notion.
I don't think Giannis Antetokounmpo will ever win, mm-hmm, an MVP. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Durant already has won multiple scoring titles. He's won an MVP. He is the best.
I'll throw a Hunsky down on that.
What's that?
Give me some odds, and I'll throw a Hunsky down on...
You want $100 on the fact that Giannis will never win an MVP?
Yeah, I'll take him to win an MVP.
Okay, but we got like 15 years to wait on that.
I'll take 5-1 odds.
I'll give it to you straight up.
Yeah.
No, I want 5-1 odds.
So I'll give it to you straight up.
Well, I'd give you 5-1. So in other words...
So if he wins an MVP, I get 500.
And if he doesn't...
And if he doesn't, he retires without one... I'll give you $100.
I'm going to track you down in Duluth, Minnesota, wherever you're working that those days, and collect my 100.
Yeah, 5-1.
Well, you guys will probably be on a date together anyway. It'll be Luke Roy and his wife, Bart and Nicole, and then Chuck and Shannon. Probably I'll be triple dating somewhere in Duluth.
That's fine.
Maybe.
You'll be picking me up at
the
old age
home.
I'll
pay for the dinner once you give me that $500 check.
Giannis will never win an MVP.
That's why I'm betting you on it.
Well, I told you, okay.
5-1 odds.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple of things that I'd like to say out of that, Frames. One, I owe you a dinner if he wins the MVP, so that's good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay you a dinner. Two, I didn't listen to all that before we played it, so I'm glad that you're still with Shannon and I'm married.
Oh. I know. There was another woman on there.
I didn't listen to the whole thing before we played
which,
that.
Which, considering my history of short relationships, could have been possible.
And then three, I almost feel like Mike should owe 5-1 odds. He was more degrading about the notion than you were.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is, I'm looking at it like this. Man, why did I just say, okay, straight up? But I was so confident I said 5-1 odds. But here's the caveat that I think later on I said too. I said, if Giannis wins an MVP and I got to give you 5-1 odds, then that would mean that the Milwaukee Bucks are a championship-level team, and I'll gladly take the trade-off.
Yeah, you went there. Mike didn't. Mike was very, very adamant that Giannis never even sniff the jockstrap of Kevin Durant.
Well, I mean, they're two different types of players.
And he yelled at me for a radio cliche.
What did he say?
When I said, Giannis hasn't scratched the surface. He goes, we're a radio cliche. From Mike Wickett yelled at me about a radio cliche.
I didn't catch that part of it.
Mikey.
No. He is obviously an MVP candidate, and we were wrong. I mean, until he wins it. But I didn't think he'd ever even be an MVP candidate. But another part of that conversation, I said he couldn't be the best player and on an NBA championship-level team. I was probably wrong on that one, too. But he does need complimentary pieces around him, good pieces around him, for them to win the NBA championship.
Cody, your thoughts on that piece of audio?
Just gold. Pure gold. I love that. But, like, at the same time, I'm not going to rip Freems for that because Giannis is coming off a season where he averaged not even 17 points a game and only 7.7 rebounds, 4.3 assists. So it's like you see a guy early in his career, like, I'm a Bulls fan. I grew up watching Jimmy Butler. I didn't think Jimmy Butler would ever be an all-star. I would have bet, if someone said Jimmy Butler's going to be an all-star, I would say 5-1 odds, $100, he won't be. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, like, you don't see too many guys make themselves into a superstar like this, and Giannis was a special component of that.
And the day of that argument was, obviously, would you rather have right now Kevin Durant or Giannis the way they are now? You'd rather have Durant. If you factored in future potential, you could argue for really either of them at the time. I was just so mad because I remember you guys were just so dismissive. And listening back to this, it is more Wicked than it was you, Chuck.
Yeah.
And this might have been where our betting addiction with each other started too, which is interesting to hear. But it was the fact that if Giannis wins an MVP and Mike only owes me $100 is kind of garbage. He should pay me $500.
Yeah,
should be the one to pay the $100.
But you should have stood your ground and said no, 5-1 to you, Wick.
Yeah, but he was in quicksand on it too. I couldn't get him to move.
Yeah.
Because later on, he did say the 1-1, so that's why he's in on
it. But 5-1 is fair.
Yeah, it's a fair odds.
Because at the time, I mean, 10-1 would have been fair. At the time, Giannis has come so far since 2016 in 3 years. Look at all guys compared to last year or 2 years and now. So, yeah, I would have never guessed in 2016. So I don't look at it and say, God, what a stupid bet. Because at the time, no one saw this coming.